You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
This is Julian from doingenglish.com, and good morning from here in rather cloudy today, Tokyo. Yes, the weather here right now is not amazing. It's been up and down, to say the least, for the last couple of days. Sometimes it's sunny, sometimes it's cloudy. And today, we are due a bit of rain, which is kind of disappointing, to say the least. Today, in episode 11 of the Doing English podcast, what are we going to cover? In this week's tantalizing episode, how to use your natural laziness to improve your English faster, and dare I say, with less effort. But before we get into that, let's take a look at this week's five-star review. Today's five-star review comes from J.P. Jeffrey from France, who said, "Julian, simply the best and most unconventional English teacher on the web." Short but sweet, this week's review, but thank you. I really, really appreciate it. If you ever find yourself in Tokyo, J.P. Jeffrey, I hope I pronounced that right, by the way. Let me know, send me an email, and I owe you a beer or other beverage of your choice. And of course, if you haven't already, or if you're new to the show, please do take the time to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, rate the show, and leave a review. Apart from making my day, the best reviews will get read out on future episodes of the show. So, let's get into this week's episode, episode 11. This week I'm going to be talking about a little lesson that I learned over the last month, the last 5 weeks or so. At the time of recording this, because I'm recording a little ahead of actually releasing the episodes. You know, it takes time to clean them up and get them ready to put out into the world. At the time of recording, I just 2 weeks ago came back from a month in the UK. And something kind of interesting, something strange, well, not strange, more interesting happened. And based on that, I'm going to be rather arrogant, I think, and I'm going to establish my own principle. I call this the LDPC principle. And yes, it is rather arrogant of me to go ahead and just set up my own law of nature, as it were. But if you're to believe all the YouTube comments that I get, then I am a rather arrogant person, so that's okay. The LDPC principle. What's this all about then? It's quite simple. The easiest positive change comes from pure laziness. Here's an example. And this is what I learned in the UK over the last month. For ages, and I mean ages, like years now, I've been telling myself that I have to cut down on sugar. I consume far, far, far too much sugar. And I mean sugar, especially refined sugar, is pretty bad for you. In fact, it's not pretty bad for you. It's really bad for you. Sugar affects you in a lot of negative ways. But in positive ways, yeah, there aren't many. Plus, the main thing for me is that sugar actually makes you quite tired. Apart from giving you a rush of energy, which you then have to pay back later, it also, apparently, as I read recently, acts as somewhat of a sedative. And consuming too much sugar will make you tired, which is the main reason that I want to cut down on my sugar intake. But it's not easy cutting down on something like this. Because the thing is, I love sugar. I love sweet things. I love cakes and I love ice creams. I also love coffee. And I especially really love black coffee with lots of sugar in it. And just the coffee that I drink every day, because I kind of drink quite a lot of coffee. Probably too much, to be honest. This is probably something else that I need to cut down on. But just the amount of coffee that I consume each day takes me over my sugar limit, as it were. And even though I know that I need to cut down on sugar, I just want to drink coffee. Can't resist the urge. The result being quite simply that every single time I've ever tried to cut down on sugar, I failed. Until recently, that is. Like I said, I went to England for a month on research. And in a future podcast episode, I will talk about that research. But for now, just know that I went to England for a month on research. And I was staying in halls of residence on campus. They have some rooms put aside for visitors like myself. Now, the nearest supermarket is about 30 minutes walk from that place. The University of Nottingham, it's kind of a self-contained campus just outside of Nottingham. And it does have a shop, but it doesn't really have much there. And it's on completely the opposite side of the campus to where I'm staying. So I've either got a 30-minute walk to the nearest supermarket or an equivalent walk to the university shop. Now, the first day that I was there, I took a lot of my food and things with me from Japan, just knowing that I wouldn't have time to worry about it. But on the first day that I was there, I made a trip to the supermarket and I bought all the things that I thought I would need for the next couple of weeks. I bought bread and I bought milk and I bought butter. And I had meant to buy sugar to put in my coffee. But here's the thing. I forgot. I was kind of in a rush. I wanted to get it done quickly so I could get back and get unpacked and things like that. And I forgot to buy sugar. I forgot to put it in the basket and I forgot to buy it. And I didn't realize until I got back to where I was staying and went to make a cup of coffee. I bought coffee with me from Japan, so it wasn't something that I thought about in the supermarket. But I got back and I went to make a cup of coffee and then I realized I hadn't bought sugar. So here's my dilemma at this point. Either I walk all the way back to the supermarket, 30 minutes there, however long it takes to buy the sugar, and then 30 minutes back, more than an hour out of my time. Either I walk all the way back there to buy sugar, or I just don't have a cup of coffee, or I drink the coffee without sugar. That is black. Now, not drinking coffee is completely out of the question. But walking back to the supermarket, 30 minutes there, and then 30 minutes back? Wow, what a pain. I don't think so. So I did the only thing that I could do. I thought, well, okay, I'll go to the supermarket tomorrow. Whatever. But today I'll just have to have my coffee without sugar. And that's what I did. I just had it black. But I didn't have time the next day. I just didn't have time with all the things that I had to do. I just didn't have time to go back to the supermarket or to the shop on campus. So another day went by where I drank my coffee without sugar. And to be honest, it wasn't great. I was used to my coffee black and strong and really, really sweet. And drinking it black and strong but pretty bitter Yeah, it wasn't that great. I had a lot of resistance to it at first. And I actually got a little bit grumpy and annoyed with myself for not having bought sugar. But I thought, it's no problem. Tomorrow, I'll go to the shop and I'll buy sugar. But of course, tomorrow came, and I didn't have time to buy the sugar then either. But after a couple of days, a weird thing happened. I stopped noticing that the coffee tastes bitter compared to normal. And I actually got to really like coffee without sugar. To the point where, when several days later, I actually did have time to go to the supermarket, I just wasn't that bothered anymore. I don't need to make a special trip just for sugar. Anyway, next week I'll have to go back again to buy bread or something like that. I'll just wait until then. And at this point, I'm still planning to buy sugar for my coffee. But I just didn't go. And then when eventually I did go to the supermarket, what turned out to be 2 weeks later, I just didn't want the sugar anymore. I've got to like my coffee as it was. The result being that when I got back to Japan, after a whole month of drinking black coffee without sugar, I just kept drinking it black. In fact, right now, in front of me, I've got my Starbucks coffee mug on the desk, and it's full of piping hot coffee with no sugar. And I've been back in Japan for a couple of weeks now. But I just don't want to put sugar in there. Something that I tried to do but failed at so many times was cutting down on sugar, was not putting sugar in my coffee. I mean, for years I've been trying to cut down on sugar, like I said, and I could just never do it. Every single time I failed. Apart from this time. Can you see how that worked? Could you see what was different this time? It was quite simply that I found myself in a position where getting the sugar that I wanted was more painful than simply not having the sugar. Now, at the beginning of this episode, I said I was establishing my own principle, the LDPC principle, as I'm calling it. This, of course, is actually nothing new at all, and I can hardly claim this idea to be my original idea at all. It's completely not my idea. In fact, this is a well-established technique of overcoming some negative habit, especially eating when you're on a diet or something like that. It is, however, something that you can and should apply to your life. Even though it's not my idea, you can and should apply this to your life. For example, you want to eat more healthy food? Only keep healthy food in your cupboards. Don't have junk food in the house. You want to start running? You want to exercise more? Get all your running gear out the night before you go to bed, and hide your other clothes away so that when you get up in the morning, it's more painful to go and look for your warm, comfortable clothes than it is to just put your running gear on. Want to read more? Want to spend more time reading books? Smash your television. Want to spend more time on English? Get rid of all the magazines, books, CDs, DVDs, everything you can in your native language, and surround yourself with something easy and something fun to do in English. As an example of this, when I was learning Japanese, I completely changed my operating system. I uninstalled the English version of Windows on my computer, and I reinstalled it in Japanese. If I'd wanted to use my computer in English, I would have had to uninstall the whole thing again and reinstall everything. It would have been so much trouble. The result being that I just used it in Japanese. And yes, in the beginning it was hard. There was resistance because I didn't know what all the words said. I didn't know what all the words meant. But after a while, it became easier and easier and easier. And now I use Mac anyway, but I still use it in Japanese. But I know my way around a Japanese Windows better than an English Windows. And I've never used Mac in English. So I definitely know my way around the Japanese version of the Mac OS better than I know my way around the English version. All because I made it difficult to do it in English. You may have noticed that I actually slipped another little tip in there. The easiest way to get rid of bad habits is to make them hard, that is, painful to do. The easiest way to build positive habits, then, is to make them easy, fun to do. And one way that you can do this in English is to head over to doingenglish.com and sign up for the Doing English Daily newsletter. This is a free email where every day I send out all kinds of tips, stories, anecdotes, experiences from my life, and things that you can learn from to help you to improve your English faster. And apart from getting those stories, those tips, those anecdotes, and all of that advice, it's also simply a chance for you to do something in English every single day. Each email is quite short. It's written to be easy to understand. Something that you can do every day for your English without much effort. And since it's in your inbox, ready and waiting for you, you don't even have to do anything difficult to get it. But you do need to head over to doingenglish.com and sign up. Just go over there and you'll see a link to click on. You click on that and then you just enter your name and your email address and you will be away. So that is today's episode. Use your natural laziness to improve your English faster. Make the things that you don't want to do hard to do and the things that you do want to do easy to do. And you will make big progress, my friend. That's it for this week. What is coming up in next week's episode? Next week, I'm going to tell you about a weird dream that I had. I actually ummed and ahed a little bit about whether I should actually share this dream with you because it's a little bit weird and people might actually get kind of the wrong idea. But it's a dream about a time I went on a date with my wife's permission, of course, with a famous Japanese celebrity, non-gay gay guy. I'll be telling you all about that next week, as well as the big English learning lesson, or should I say the big language learning lesson, because I'm not learning English, that I learned from that bizarre dream. That's next week. Something to look forward to. See you then. This is Julian signing out from the Doing English podcast, episode 11. Take care over the next 7 days. Don't forget to head over to doingenglish.com and sign up for the Doing English daily newsletter. And I will see you in the next episode of this podcast. Thank you and goodbye.